Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Roarcast podcast. How are we doing today?
Grrr, What is this?
Roarcast podcast.
Roarcast podcast, episode 32.
You just said war.
War?
Keeps sounding like war.
Rawr.
That sounds
okay. Well, you know, it was spring break last week. Still trying to get in the groove, and time change happened.
I know. I completely forgot that time savings?
Daylight savings time. Yeah.
Happened this weekend, or this past weekend.
Yeah, so it was like spring break, daylight savings time, bam, get back to work.
Fun fact, when we lose an hour, car accidents increase, and when we gain an hour, car accidents decrease.
Get more sleep.
Yeah.
People are more focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. They're talking about not changing the time. Like, they're just talking about doing it one time and then leaving it.
I'm all for that. I'm not exactly sure I fully understand the point of times. Like,
it's for the farmers. That's where it started back in the day. I don't know why. Gives them longer in the day to work. I don't know. But that's what it was all about. Came from, like, farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, but then they have to feed their animals earlier.
I don't know.
Like,
Want to Google it?
By skipping ahead, they have to feed their, by gaining an hour, they have to feed their animals earlier because the animals expect food at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, they don't know daylight savings time. They're animals. And so they're still expecting breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning. But for animal 5 o'clock, it's actually human 4 o'clock. So then humans are having to wake up earlier to feed their animals.
I don't know.
I thought you were Googling it.
Daylight savings time was first implemented in the U.S. with the Standard Time Act of 1918, a wartime measure for 7 months during World War I in the interest of adding more daylight hours to conserve energy resources. Huh. I thought it was with the farmers.
No, it was World War I.
Of course it was a war.
Fun fact, I went to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor's pretty...
It's tragic.
Impactful, right?
I cried.
Yeah, because if you didn't know, Lauren went to Hawaii for spring break.
I did go to Hawaii for spring break.
I was here at the wonderful Lou every day during spring break.
No, you took an excursion.
That's true. We did take some of our international friends to the Science Center and to Soul Taco. It was Science and Taco Day. We had a great time. I have a wonderful selfie with the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Nice.
At the Science Center. I'll have to share that with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll it was a good time.
Post on social media, actually.
We can do that.
That is actually going to be our photo release of what this podcast is. It's just your selfie with a T-Rex.
Okay, done.
Thank you.
I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
No, good time. I mean, if you haven't been to the Science Center lately, go check it out. Planetarium was fire.
Fire?
Fire. It was only $6 to go, and we got to check out the night sky of what it was going to look like that night.
I kind of want to go. I should pay the $6.
It was awesome.
I'm just cheap.
It's a great show.
Even though I just paid $20 for a new phone case.
You know what? But you have to invest in a phone case to protect your $200 phone.
Okay, if you look at my phone screen, it is...
$1,000 phone.
It is, like, the screen protector is cracked because I keep dropping my phone.
Yep.
So I got one that has, like, a pop socket.
Yeah. Like, I get these, like, super industrial, like, OtterBox type cases because I want to keep it safe.
I have trust issues with OtterBox because I went on a streak of, like, breaking my phone. I got an OtterBox, and it dropped at the grocery store. I thought it was fine. It completely shattered in the OtterBox.
No way.
Uh-huh. Just by dropping on the grocery floor. My mom was like, "Are you kidding me?" I was like, "No." Like, it was in an Otter. I was crying to her.
This one I've got a Potic.
Potic?
Potic. It's been cool. It's got a little stand that comes out the back.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
So it's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
So talk about spring break, Lauren. What'd you do? Like, you went to Hawaii. We know. How was the flight? How was getting there? Did you go to a luau?
I did not go to a luau.
Oh, my gosh.
But we did have a potluck.
Can't believe you didn't go to
a luau. We did have a... So
did you have poi?
You mean pokey?
No, it's called poi.
No, I did not have poi.
That is like the traditional Hawaiian dish.
No, so I stayed with some friends at their house. And fun fact about their house, there's like a big house that people stay at. And then there's all these tiny houses around it. So it's like this tiny community. And we had dinner at a lot of people's houses. So we didn't actually have to pay that much for food. And on the last night, we had a huge potluck. And we just played and hung out and sang karaoke and just enjoyed time together. I went to a lot of beaches. I did get very sunburned. Let's see what else. I went to Pearl Harbor, like I said, which was really, really fun. I swam with sea turtles.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I got to see a couple of sea turtles, which was really fun. I didn't see any dolphins, but I saw a whale.
Like when you were swimming with the sea turtles, were you swimming just naturally or was this like an excursion?
No, naturally.
That's cool.
Yeah. The waves were going a little crazy, so we had to stay behind the coral reef so that we wouldn't get like pulled into the ocean.
Right.
Because apparently that'd be very embarrassing. And they said that most likely I would die because I have no self-preservation skills. And also I'm not that great of a swimmer.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, it's probably good that you stay behind the reef.
I know, but it was so, I wanted so badly to like go explore.
Should have got to kayak. Just right. Kayak those rapids.
Yeah, you're right.
Those waves.
Should have. But yeah, no. It was fun. I got to hang out with a lot of cool people. I got to go to Dole Whip Farm.
Is that the...
The Dole?
The Dole, like pineapple. And yeah.
I got to go to their farm, which was really fun.
Yeah, that farm's huge.
It is huge. And they have Dole... they have, like, the Disney Dole Whip. It was so good with fresh like, pineapple.
When I was 18, I went to Hawaii. Okay. And we took, like, the Grand Island tour. So it was like Pearl Harbor, the Dole Farm, like Diamond Head.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah. No, we didn't go there. I don't think it was there when I was 18.
Oh.
I don't even think Jurassic Park was out yet when I was 18. You got to remember I'm older than you.
I mean, what?
Listen, when I was in college, it was 23 years ago.
That's older than me.
So, you know. But hey, Hawaii was still beautiful. We took a helicopter ride over a volcano,
ooh,
which was really, really cool. We had to fly to a different island to do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, little puddle jumper thing that, like, you didn't even level out. You just went up and came straight back down. Mm-hmm. And then, bam, got on a helicopter and flew over the volcano, and it was really awesome.
That does sound cool.
Yeah. And I got totally sunburned like you did, too. But I was an idiot when I got sunburned because I accidentally put on suntan lotion instead of sunscreen, and it accelerated the sun, and I was lobster red, like almost sick sunburn red. It was awful, horrific.
So my cousin, I love her, but she's an interesting human. And she wanted to get tan, and so she refused to put sunscreen on. I was like, April, you're going to get sun cancer, or skin cancer. She's like, no, it's fine. And I was like, okay. So she is burned, like, head to toe. But April never complains about anything. Like, she is, her idea of, like, fixing any problems, like, to take a nap. Like, nothing bothers her. And so this entire time, she's sunburned head to toe, and she does not complain a bit. I am not that way. I get sunburned and I'm crying. I'm like, this hurts so bad. I complain. I'm like, I can't do this. They look at my sunburns. I'm constantly like, put lotion on me. Put lotion on me. Come on, put aloe on me. And they're like,
aloe's the best. Yeah. Aloe's the only thing I ever found that really helps with the sunburn. Vinegar, though. Have you ever tried vinegar on a sunburn?
Absolutely not.
It reeks, but weirdly, it helps.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Next time you get a sunburn, you should just try it.
Yeah. But so fun fact about me is when I get tan, I don't actually get tan. I get freckles. So my arms are a lot more freckly now.
Freckly. Is that a word?
I have made it a word. Okay.
That's the official scientific word.
Well, so this is actually a fun thing. When My mom was also here this week to come hang out with me. And I said,
very nice person. I got the chance to meet her.
Yes, he did. And I say things that I think are true, and I say them in such confidence. And my mother is the only one who'd be like, Lauren, that's not accurate. So, what did I say? I was trying to say a word, but I wasn't saying it correctly. And she was like, no.
Freckly?
No, not freckly. I can't think of the word, but she was like, no, that's not the word. But I said it with such confidence. I was like, yes, this is how you say it. And no one else on earth except my mother ever calls me out on just lying. Being like, that's inaccurate.
That's what moms are good for.
Yeah.
Call out your BS.
But I'm like not even aware of my BS. I'm like, oh.
That's even worse. You're subconsciously BSing.
It's not that it's like just like the words. I'm like, it's like I'm mispronouncing words, right? Like, or I think a word means something.
I think we all do that though. English language is hard.
But I do it. It's such confidence. Like,
you know what? But that's one of your greatest traits. Just go at it with 110% confidence. Nobody knows your choreography but you. You know?
And then all of a sudden be like, nope, I was inaccurate. See, that's the one thing is I will admit, I'll be like, yeah, I probably did say that inaccurately. It's like, you know what? You're right. I am wrong. So that's a nice thing is I learned how to accept my wrongness.
Way to go. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
So what was the coolest thing about your trip to Hawaii? Mm-hmm. And what was your least favorite thing about Hawaii?
The coolest thing about my trip from Hawaii was actually sitting in the back of the truck, like in the bed of the truck with my cousin April, eating fresh fruit, just driving around Hawaii. I think that was my favorite thing. We were listening to music. We were looking at all the things. It was really fun.
That sounds awesome.
I know.
I haven't done that since I was a kid.
Oh, riding in the back of the trucks are so much fun. I wish it was legal in Missouri. I mean, it's fun.
It used to be back in the day. Let me tell you, back in the day.
Back when I was
around. When I had to drive uphill both ways with no tires.
Had to ride on a horse.
No, not that far back.
On a tractor.
Maybe.
But probably the worst was, the people we were staying at wanted to visit all of their friends and teachers, so we had to go to a high school. Like a Hawaii high school. And the students are just, I don't know. I hate going like to that high school. It was so, it smelled horrible.
What?
Yeah, I had to go to high school in Hawaii.
Why did it smell?
I don't know.
Smell like pot?
No, it did not smell like pot.
Oh.
But it smelled just like teenage, like grossness.
You don't like kids, though, so you're like, no, smell like teenage grossness.
Yeah. But I was just, like, I was hungry as well.
So back up for a second.
Yes.
Are Hawaiian high schools, like, more open?
Yeah. They literally have classrooms, and then it's open.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because, like, you see that on the movies, like, uh-huh. In California sometimes, those, you know...
Yeah, no, it's
high schools
open.
Are very open, open air type of buildings, those type of things. In Missouri, our high schools are like designed after prisons,
yeah,
those types of things. Courtyards in the middle.
But it was just so boring, and the kids were being stupid, and I was like, I literally would love to be anywhere else on earth than here.
So you were going to the high school to visit because the people you were staying with wanted to go visit?
I wanted to go visit a teacher of theirs.
Because they went to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I did not want to go. But.
Gotcha.
I did because I think it's important to, you know, go where you're told. I was like a retriever, okay? You know, like the dog that, like, follows people around, like, do-do-do-do-do, I'll do whatever. I'm like a retriever. Actually, wait, no, that's a bad, I'm not a retriever.
Wait, how many of you were there?
There's four of us.
Oh, so you were just the fourth wheel.
Yeah, I was the fourth wheel. Living my best life as the fourth wheel. We're still good.
Is it still recording?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
This headset's not working right today. It's weird. We're having a rough day, friends.
We are.
Back from spring break, episode 32.
And I unplugged the recording machine.
Warren's unplugging stuff.
Hey, your headphones aren't working.
I know, they're not. I keep messing with the cord. Sometimes I hear myself and sometimes I don't. And goodness knows I like to hear myself.
Obviously.
So, yeah, I don't know. We're going to get back in the swing of things. So, it's been a really crazy semester. So this Roarcast podcast has been up and down all over the place. We did a podcast potpourri a few weeks ago, which was awesome. Then we had a little break because of spring break. We're back doing the spring break version today. Then we'll be back at it. And then we've got like, what, 6 weeks left?
Mm-hmm.
So after spring break, time flies.
Yes.
The semester takes off.
But I wish it would fly quicker.
Yeah, don't wish your time away. Like, college life is fun.
Oh, yeah. These As you can tell, I'm having so much fun.
Well, not everybody takes 21 credit hours, Lauren.
I'm not taking 21 credit hours. I am taking 18 credit hours and have a part-time job and am production student production manager for both music and theater.
Oh, well, you know. Don't wish your time away. Trust me.
No, I really do. Because
you have plenty of time to work out there in the real world as an adult. Enjoy college while you can. Listen to me, friends that are in college. No. Enjoy it now.
No. Here's the thing. Yes, like, there's more responsibility as an adult. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay your bills. You have to.
You don't have to, but it's just wise that you do.
I prefer not to go to jail, so I'm going to go pay my taxes.
That's why I pay mine.
And then at some point I'll have to find a partner and have kids, and then I have to take care of these tiny humans, even though I don't like kids.
Becoming a parent will change your mind.
Oh yeah. I'm sure once I have kids, I'll love them.
Yeah. Like, we had parent teacher conferences last night and tonight for my children.
Oh, how are your children doing?
Doing good. I mean, we'll see how my daughter's doing tonight, but you know, she always gets glowing reviews, which is awesome. And then my son, he gets going reviews too. He's just so chill. My son's just like, nothing phases him. Yeah. So
I would always drag my mom to parent-teacher conferences. She did not want to go. She's like, I have no need to go to these dumb things. And I would drag her there because I wanted the teachers to give me raving positive reviews for my mom. To be like, hey, look, you're not failing as a mother. Here's proof.
Well, we think being a part of parent-teacher conferences is important because it makes... makes us feel like we're being active parents, but you know, we're also a little biased because my wife and I are both educators. Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to be a part of that process. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have access to their Canvas shells and all that stuff. So it's not like we're being helicopter parents or snowplow parents, like pushing everything out of the way, but we're involved in what's happening to them.
That's
so nice. You got a piece of hair in your face right now. It's driving me absolutely insane. Get it. Get it. There it is. Wow. You don't know how distracting that is.
Does it have a hair on my face?
Yeah. Because I started thinking about that hair being on my face.
You have hair all over your face.
Yeah, but it's controlled and it's groomed.
Oh, your beard?
You just had like a
singular hair.
A line, like a rogue hair. And you know how I feel about hair. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
Well, we've really veered off of the parent-teacher conference to that hair situation. But, no, it's important. So when you become a parent, be involved. Well, even if your children are doing awesome things. And parent-teacher conferences have really changed a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, COVID, I hate saying it, but messed up everything. But now we do parent-teacher conferences both. You can do it in person or virtually. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's virtually. Mm-hmm. Which... it's kind of cool because you just sit on the couch and like every 10 minutes you're doing one and you're done in an hour. So. Yeah.
It's funny because going to parent teacher conferences, there are a variety of different types of parents, right? You have the parents who just got out of work. So they're in their suits, they're in their heels, they're in their, you know, nice outfits. You have the like other types of parents, right? We have the stay-at-home moms. who come in leggings and a t-shirt. You have the soccer moms who come in like khakis and a t-shirt, and soccer dads who come in khakis and a t-shirt. Like, you have different varieties of parents coming with a different variety of students. But weirdly enough, about my high school, so I had a 3.5 GPA in high school. I was at the lower half of my class. There was like 600 of us. So my school was incredibly academically motivated most
of the time. If you don't know, Lauren went to school in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So tiny school, 600, that's, I mean.
600 in my class, silly.
Oh, 600 in your class.
That's 1,200.
That's a lot, because I only had 230
yeah.
in my graduating class.
No, we had 600 in my class, so I think we probably had over 2,000.
Was your school, like, multi-layered? Did you have, like, multiple floors in your school?
Three levels.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Oh, wait, no, two levels, because then we had the theater, which took up the third level.
So you had...
Oh, wait, three levels. Yeah, there's three levels.
We actually have, like, prefabs at my school. You know what a prefab is? Like a... almost like a modular home. They had those buildings, so there was actually classes in some of those modular home buildings in our school. But our school was like ranch style, like one level, but no, multiple halls, you know.
No, ours was three. And so fun fact about Lincoln is it's growing in population.
Because you were in the city of Lincoln?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so our population consistently keeps growing and growing. So they, because of the sheer amount of students who are going to go to high school, they built two new high schools. Because we were having probably 32 students in a class, which is too much for a single teacher to handle. So they split everyone up. So now there's two high schools, Northwest and Standing Bear.
Wow, that Northwest and Standing Bear.
Yeah, I'm not super a fan of Standing Bear. I'm really annoyed. Because here's the thing about Lincoln. So all of our schools that are public are based on location. We have Lincoln High, which is the first high school. It's downtown. It's the center of Lincoln. We have Lincoln East, which is east of downtown. Lincoln Southeast, southeast. Lincoln Southwest, northeast, North Star. So we have all of these. And now Northwest. So we have seven schools that are based on location, and then all of a sudden, we have a Standing Bear.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know. I'm super annoyed. I'm like, we could have called them Southeast or South something or East-West.
East-West.
Whatever. But could have done anything, and they were like, no, Standing Bear. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, did you have spring break in high school?
Yeah.
What was spring break like in high school? Totally different from college.
Yeah, it was. My spring break normally, actually, my spring break, I know, because my senior year spring break was COVID, right?
Oh, that sucks.
COVID, happened halfway through my spring break. Mm. Well, it was also tech week for a show I was stage managing. And so we were opening on Sunday. We were told we couldn't do the show on Friday. We were able to figure out a way to record it on Saturday. So anyways, my spring break before COVID was actually really funny because I went to go have lunch with some friends, and then I went to Costco to get gas. So this was the first time I was ever getting gas. I was a dumb 17-year-old who put diesel into my car.
No, you didn't.
I did. And because I was like, oh, it's a cheaper one. Like, it's fine. And I thought that, like, the knob was not, like, fitting in the thing fully. So I was like, oh, it must be, like, a different, like, maybe they have different knobs for, like, different gas stations.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I am filling up my car, and then I'm driving, and then all of a sudden my car stops working. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I'm in the intersection, and, like, Lexi, my car starts, like, not working. So, thankfully, I'm able to get out of the intersection and, like, park somewhere. I call my mom, and I'm like, hey, like, something's wrong because she's not working. And my mom's like, okay, I'll send AAA to come get you. So, AAA, and then she texts me. She's like, send me your receipt from Costco. I was like, why? She's like, just send it to me. And she looks at it, and she's like, you put diesel in the car. I was like, what does that mean? She's like, you cannot put diesel in your car. That's a different type of gas.
Did you ruin the engine and everything?
They had a they had completely clean it out. And so I didn't have my car for 2 days.
That's crazy.
I know. Then we got my car back. It's fine. That's and then the world shuts down.
That's a big mistake.
The world shuts down. And my show, we record because we wanted to still do the show. So we record it. And then that's it. We go into full lockdown. And my mom works virtually. She goes to Walmart, sets up a home office. All of my schooling, basically they said, you can do homework, but your grade will not be changed. Like, it can only go up.
Be affected, yeah.
So I didn't do homework because I had all A's, and I was like, I'm not changing that.
Yep.
And so I just hung out at the house. We did a lot of activities. We went on an insane amount of walks, like 2 or 3 hour walks multiple times a day.
Yeah. No, COVID, I hated it. I mean, for those of you that don't know, I was a competitive cheer coach for so many years, still coaching today. But at the time, we had been practicing for months, getting ready for nationals.
Oh, no.
And literally the week before we were to leave to go to nationals, the whole COVID situation escalated. And we couldn't go to nationals. It was absolutely devastating because, I mean, hours upon hours of practice time getting ready for nationals. So that was really, really rough. And then I just remember that I was working at a different university at that time, and students went home for spring break and then had to come back during spring break because we had to move everybody out of the dorms because of COVID. It was a nightmare. It was crazy. So,
no, I am incredibly thankful that I was not a student like in college, because I know that was very hectic for a lot of people.
Yeah, that was rough times. But so yeah, spring break's always been weird for me because my mom was an educator, my mom was a teacher, and both my wife and I are teachers, so like our spring breaks never match up like ever. So we never take like monster trips or anything. But so I was looking at the top 10 spring break destinations for 2023. You want to guess what they are? You want me to tell you what they are?
I'll guess. Cancun, Mexico.
Number one. That's the number one location to go to. Number two?
Florida.
Nope. Punta Cana.
What is that?
It's in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It promotes relaxation and excitement.
How exciting.
With warm, sunny weather year-round, you can kick back on the beach or visit some of the island's mini nightclubs.
Oh, my goodness.
Cabo San Lucas is number three.
Yep, Cabo.
Take a trip to Cabo for a whole different type of spring break experience.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know. I love it, though. Okay. Freeport, Bahamas is number four.
Okay.
South Padre Island, Texas.
What?
Is number five. Yeah.
Didn't know that existed.
It is one of the most exquisite barrier islands.
Wow.
Puerto Vallarta is number six.
Okay.
Playa del Carmen is number seven. Jamaica is number eight.
Okay.
Number nine, Miami.
Yep, there you go.
And number 10, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
There you go.
So those are your top 10 spring break destinations for 2023. So if you didn't go to any of those places, well, hope you had a great time. I mean, it was spring break.
I mean, I went to Hawaii.
You did. It's not on the list, though, so, you know.
Oh, but my apologies.
Oh, maybe it's number 11.
Here's the thing. I had a very relaxing spring break.
That's all that matters.
All of those are like party spring breaks. I don't think I can mentally party 24/7.
No, listen. So this is the top 20 list. Washington, D.C. is on there as a
what?
Spring break destination. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of history there, but what?
Vegas is on there.
That makes sense.
Key West. I mean, all the rest of these make sense. Savannah, Georgia is number 20.
What is even in Savannah, Georgia?
I don't know.
Why would you go to Savannah, Georgia?
It is Discover Georgia's oldest and most charming town, Savannah. It has plenty of activities to offer families.
I've been to Savannah, Georgia. There is nothing in Savannah, Georgia.
I don't know. But It makes the top list.
Okay. And Hawaii is not on there?
This is a different one. This is 15 destinations for families.
Oh, yeah, because as college students, our goal is family-centric.
San Diego is number one. Scottsdale, Arizona is number two. Savannah, Georgia is number three.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone's loving Savannah, Georgia. I guess I have to go visit them again because I don't know what's happening.
McCall, Idaho. Number seven. Check it out. Go to McCall, Idaho. That screams spring break. Truly, though, one of the most fun spring breaks I ever had in college was that it was all connected to a class. So I took this class, and the class was designed to prepare us for our spring break trip because we got to go to skiing in Colorado for a spring break. So this
How fantastic.
It was awesome. So this trip was, or this class was, that you prepared you both physically, and then you had to do trip planning. So like it taught you how to plan trips for large groups. And then we all got onto a bus, and there was like 20 of us that went to Colorado and stayed in Breckenridge in a cabin and got to go skiing for the week in Colorado, and it was amazing. It was incredible.
That's insane.
It was really, really awesome time. One of my good friends from college and I that were on the cheer team together there went and hung out and met some really cool people and almost – missed the bus back to the cabin in Breckenridge. And
that's funny.
Froze our knickers off, and it was crazy, crazy cold, but crazy fun at the same time.
There you go.
Spring break, good times. It's a good time to rejuvenate, get ready to go, and finish out the rest of the semester strong, right? So we're there. How are we doing on time, Lauren?
We're almost good. There? 32. There?
Nice. All right, friends. That's the Roarcast Podcast, episode 32, Spring Break. The next podcast will be coming out here shortly.
Roar.
Roar. Hopefully it captured all that stuff. That's in the video.